Welcome to Pink Kink,
where we talk about the pretty, twisted side of kink.
I'm Princess Rara.
And I'm Dara, the Electro Khaleesi.
Whether you are a new kinkster or have years of experience, Pink Kink will help you level up your kink knowledge.
Join us on this journey as we talk about our personal experiences and use the knowledge we've gained over 28 years of being involved in both private and professional aspects of this lifestyle to help you explore every facet of kink.
Get set for an adventure. Not only will you learn and grow, but we promise loads of laughter, turning each episode into a fun party. So fasten your seatbelt and let's get this show started. Pink Kink runs off the generosity of our devoted patrons.
As a patron, you will become a member of our special Discord server, receive some adorable Pink Kink stickers, as well as have access to a monthly behind-the-scenes podcast. Patrons also get discounts at our Etsy shop, Pink Kink Boutique, and our online classes at Pink Kink Institute.
In addition, our impactful and electrifying Pink Kinksters get special audio and video episodes. And finally, patrons at our highest tier will be recognized as producers, both here on the podcast and on our website.
If you would like to become a patron, you can visit us at patreon.com/pinkkinkpodcast or click the link at pinkkinkpodcast.com.
Today's episode is produced by our electrifying Pink Kinksters. Thank you, Jay, Witcherman, Brianna Lynn, Daddy Jay, Fabe, Embers, Blossom, William P., Claire, Lady Blooding, Naughty and Nice, Butte Pain, Northern Sir, Manda Panda, Cat, Stefan, Shadow Phoenix, Christopher, Kilted Sir, Brian, May Cry Devil, Ruby Riot, Mistress Velma, Enchanted Sparrow, The Wombat, Impact Hazard, Twitch, The Midnight Girl, Sinful, J21, Daisy If You Do, AK Harley Chick,
Violet Rain, Serenity, Belle, Eric, Sweetie Todd, Lady Affliction, Dr. Dave, Pumpkin Pie, Ms. Tourmaline, S'more, Hacksaw, Kinky Katie, Wee Mad Beastie, To Be Better For Me, 3AM Thoughts, Forest, BP Bryn, Crash Override, Little Bean, Kinky Bear, Barbie, Navigator Bard, Frost, Sinful and Naughty, Coffee and Chaos, Noir, Haley's Comment, Mr. Pillsbury, Peaches, Mighty Owl, Princess Sassy Pants, and Lady and Lex. And here we are, the final, the last episode of our three episodes for a three-year anniversary episodes.
I just now have the song, It's the Final Countdown, stuck in my head.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. You have to go do-do-do-do.
Music just magically appears in my head. Not always a good thing, but
this is the one time where your weirdness equals my weirdness, and they were completely on par. Because I don't know why when you okay, so I said, do you want to start this one? You were like, hell no. And I was like, okay, how the hell am I going to start this? I have no idea. And then my brain went, Monday, Tuesday, happy days.
What the?
Just some completely random shit that I was thinking, yeah, maybe I should sing it. Nah, that would probably be dumb.
Okay, I don't mind the singing. It's just, that's the song you were going to go with?
No, I wasn't. That's why I changed my mind.
Oh, okay.
That was the first
that
one that
makes
popped
no
into
sense.
My exactly.
Why is the Happy Days theme the first one that popped into your head?
Because it was the only one that, well, it was the first one I thought of that would make you absolutely fucking crazy for its randomness. And
well,
I succeeded.
True.
I succeeded.
You succeeded. That is absolutely true.
Because remember how last episode we talked about being sadomasochists? And I get to torture you and you get to torture me.
Three years of working with an ADHD person when I am Uber Virgo has been an adventure for sure.
Save that for when you get to talk about your journey, please.
Oh,
is it
going to
be
so
mostly
sorry.
Complaining about me?
No, not at all.
Okay. Because that sounded kind of complainy.
No, it was just a statement of fact, actually, that it's been an adventure.
Well, you know, most of the time when you open your mouth and say things, I just assume it's a complaint.
Oh, no. So you should assume it's an adventure every time I open my mouth. Because you just don't know what's going to come out.
Neither do you.
No, I don't. That's why it's an adventure. I agree.
Well, this episode only has three people in it because, and I tried to make them the short ones this time because I was trying so hard to save us some time.
The short interviews. I'm the short one. It's the short interviews.
No, Vixen's pretty short. Not as short as you, but she's shorter than me, so I'll count it. I have no idea if Stacy is, how tall Stacy is. Not a clue, but yeah, so this one, we have some awesomely good, funny stuff for you once again, because that's how we roll. And I'll let it go from there. Once again, got to save time for me and Robert to blab on later.
Do it. Do it.
I'm doing it.
Okay. Okay.
I am here with my good friend, Minnie.
Hi.
I was going to say, you're going to remember that that's your name?
Probably not, but that's okay.
That's okay. That's the only time I'm going to say it. Well, anyway, so she agreed to do this lovely recording with me today, and we are both very, very tired. So hopefully that comes across and translates into silliness. Because I got to tell you, the two of us are usually almost as bad as me and Rara.
Yeah, we're just going to make it through. We are always just hoping for the best.
Yeah, we're just going to push through. It's cool. It's cool. Got you.
Winning.
The only question, really, that I have for you, and maybe I'll have some more, but right now, the only question I have is, how has Pink Kink influenced your life? And I actually know the background to all of this because I think I've been there for most of it.
Yeah, you have. Like the entire thing.
Like a good chunk. Yeah. Well, yeah. No, not the more recent stuff.
Well, yes, but I definitely wasted no time texting you. So I guess I'll just tell the people the whole thing.
Yeah, start from the beginning because I fucking love this story. I'm just going to sit back and drink my coffee.
You enjoy. So I met Dara, I guess, 16 months ago when we...
Something like that.
I switched jobs and started working close to where she is. And we... were close by and started talking about things we had in common, things we liked. And it came up that I enjoy a little raunchy book here or there, especially an audiobook. They really just get me going. And she said, well, you know, I have this podcast. I said, oh my God, do tell. So she's telling me about the podcast. I said, stop it right now. So of course I go back and put my AirPods in and I start listening. And I started with the most recent episode. Started with the most recent episode and I was hella confused. So I said, wait, let me go back. So I literally went back on Spotify and changed my filter so that I went back to the very first episode, very beginning, and started listening.
As you should have from the beginning.
Well, I didn't know what anything meant because I'm learning all these things. Like I love a good, steamy romance book, but I didn't know what any of this was. I was journeying into a whole new world. So I had to start over and I started listening. I was learning so much and I wasn't engaged at this point. So I was coming back home to my boyfriend and I was like, babe, you got to listen to this. I'm learning so much. This is insane. And I'd go back to work. I'm still listening to it. I'd literally text Dara in the middle of the day and be like, SOS crisis. What does this mean? I have questions. I need extra material.
All day long.
All day. I'd have to
I'm trying to work. I'm trying to work, bitch. And she keeps coming over and she's like, you have literally cramered into my office.
I had questions. I had to have answers and I had to expand on my learning and thinking. So I had to know right then, like in that moment. So it was important. It was very important. And if,
I see
you
this.
Know, my boyfriend, now fiance, couldn't answer, I had to, you know, find somebody that could. So I'm asking her all these questions, learning, and then she'd start making references to current episodes. So then I had to bounce back and forth. I'm listening to old stuff to get my background information. And then I'm listening to the new stuff so that I'm hip to the current happenings. It was awesome. So I listened for probably 9 months. And then she invited me over. I met Daddy J and we experienced the buzz. Had a great time. That was so much fun.
Wait, no. Back up. First time
we
went out to dinner.
We went out to dinner.
We did go
first.
Out to dinner, and you and I had a date, and the captain and Daddy J had a date, like at the same table.
Yeah,
that was great.
It was, I was sitting next to Daddy J, but across from Minnie, and she on the other side. So it was like the dudes were talking to each other on one date, and then me and Minnie were talking to each other on another date. It was hilarious. It was like speed dating, except we didn't switch.
Yes. And that was just it. And we had a great time. And the boys were like, yeah, we should do that again. I was like, okay, cool. This is awesome. You know, new couple friends, always necessary. So then we went over to their house. And that's when, you know, the captain, the love of my life. Oh, God, he's awesome. Got introduced. And he was like, okay, this is really cool. So then he was a little more interested in listening to the podcast as well. And we learned more. He's asking a few more questions. And then we met Rara. We got invited to an event at her place, and we went, and it was, I don't even remember what event it was. She just had a party.
Yeah, it was just a random party.
It was a random party. We went, and we had a great time, learned a lot. I did a lot of watching. That was truly a whole new world. What is that from? Aladdin? A whole new world.
Yeah.
Yeah, my eyes were open. It was insane. So yeah, we're watching. It was crazy. And then Dara was like, my birthday, you're coming. No excuses. Cause I lead a very busy life. You know, my calendar, it's always slightly full. Terrifying. So her birthday, I was like, you know what?
I'm down. 2 months in advance.
I have to be there. Duh. So she's like, my birthday, you have to be there. I was like, I'm there. You know, it's going to be a great time. We go to this venue. We have a great time. I learned so much. Honestly, still reeling from it. So it was great. I'm still listening to the podcast, still learning a lot. And recently,
even participated in the scene.
I did participate in the scene at your birthday, which was
that was a big deal.
That was very big for me. I was proud of myself. Pat on the back.
I mean, that was big for me. So, you licked my tit.
That was also very fun. A month or so ago, a friend of mine outside of where we work is going through a really rough time. Just life is not doing her well. And some of our friends were talking about, you know, what can we do that's different than just like, you know, going out to eat, hanging out in the city we live in, whatever. And they found this venue for us to go to. And it happened to be the same venue that we went to for Dara's birthday. And
it was the Crucible.
The Crucible. I just wanted to make sure. So they're describing all the things that the Crucible has. And I was slightly distracted with something else. And I was like, yeah, we went to, what was the event that was at your birthday?
Oh, it was Risque.
Yes. I was talking about Risque. I talked about all the things we did at Risque and everything you needed to know at Crucible. And with Risque on the website, you have to know a member. I was like, I actually know a couple of members. So maybe we can do one of the beginner events and I'll talk to Dara, blah, blah, blah. I wasn't paying attention during this conversation. So I look up and they're all looking at me completely slack jawed. Like, what is this entire side of your life that you've hidden from us? So I was like, hi, welcome. My name is Minnie and I am a huge fan of Pink Kink podcast. I have learned so much. So then I spent the next 20 minutes going in on this like fully educational, like mini session on what you need to know about kink and like
get it a mini basics. Session.
You're such a loser. I knew that was coming. Yeah. I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
But like fully educational mini session on what you need to know and like getting into it and how you're not just going to like drop in and what you need to expect and why we're not going to go in like super drunk, super plastered. We're not taking like all the things, why this is like super consent. And they're all like, why are you so educational on this? I was like, because it's not just like a play thing that we're going to do. We're going to take this seriously. You can have fun. And I stopped and I was like, they'd be so proud of me. So as soon as I left, I'm like texting Dara like, oh my God, you never believe what just happened. And I gave her like a little rundown, but the next day at work, I gave her the whole thing. And then last weekend, again, I'm talking to a friend about, you know, what our sex lives are like, what are we interested in? What are we, you know, experimenting with in our relationships? And once again, I'm kind of talking about things that the captain and I have done. And I journeyed into some kink things that we've explored. And she's like, it's so weird how you get so educational when you're talking about it. And I was like, I don't intend to get educational. It's just, yes, it's something we're exploring, but at the same time, I was talking about being a little and how, you know, sometimes I get really bratty when I'm tired or when I'm, you know, just wanting to have a good time. That's kind of my, because my friend that I was with is very much a dominant. I was like, I'm not really a dominant, but when I want to kind of be in charge of whatever situation, that's how I take charge. I'm a brat. I'm just like, no, I'm not going to. No, no, no. That's my thing. And I was explaining how that's.
I don't think you really fully realized how little you were. You didn't realize how little you were until Ra-Ra's party.
Correct. I didn't. Yeah. But I'm explaining all that. And she's like, you just have this mindset about it. And I was like, well, you learn a lot. And like, it's such a niche area to explore about yourself. And so many people are afraid to. But like, once you find someone that you're like safe enough to explore it with and you get the background on it, it's so much more fun to actually do it. And you're not like doing it in the cloak of darkness and hiding. It's fun. And it should be fun.
It is
fun. So all of that to answer your question, that's what the podcast has done for me.
Completely changed your life around.
Completely changed my life. I'm sharing with the world and making kink not a super scary, terrifying thing for people to explore.
I personally cannot wait to have you and your friends come join us at Crucible. Like, I'm sitting here trying to figure out when a good date is to do that.
The only rule they gave us, because my friend that I was with is pregnant. So she's like, I just need to wait. She's like, I need this to be like my, I'm officially no longer pregnant and ready to have fun adventure. So once she pops out her little crotch goblin, then it's time to party. But we're
when
ready.
When is crotch goblin due?
February.
So oh, almost not there. Long at all. Cool.
Not long cool, at all. Cool. Yeah.
You got this. Not
but
long.
Then it's time to party.
So wait.
But yeah, I've shared with the world.
Honestly, the only thing she wouldn't really be able to do is electro.
Yeah.
That's it. All right. Everything else goes. Do you have a favorite moment from the podcast? Because I know you're caught up now, right?
For the most part. Salami's always going to be my favorite.
Oh, yeah. No, salami is the epic.
Salami is top tier.
I don't think we've topped that. Coochcumber came pretty close.
That was up there. Mm-hmm. But salami, it's just, you had to be there.
Yeah. And it's just amazing. We keep referencing that and people just get it. Like, aftercare salami is a thing.
Yes.
It has become an actual thing.
You have to have it. It's necessary.
It is necessary. Did you ever think that you would actually be doing all this stuff when you, like, when you first met me? I think it took us a couple of months to really, no, it was exactly 1 month to really get into this.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I didn't think I'd ever like fully get into it, but I was so into listening that I don't know, maybe I thought I'd get into it. I don't know. But here we are.
How's the captain doing with all of it? Are you guys still kind of exploring stuff with you know, pick an episode. Okay, honey, we're going to do this.
He's a lot more adventurous than I am because I'll hear it and I'll share it with him and he's like, I mean, you want to try something tonight? I was like, okay, slow down. Let me wrap my head around it. He's just like, go for it. Go for it all. Let's do it. I'm a little bit slower, but he is very much like, if you want to try it, I'm down, which makes it easier.
Right. Well, I have got to get your ass to a little's party.
That is the next thing as well. Give me 6 to 9 weeks notice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, your episode will be airing in a couple of months. So if you would like to schedule when you're going to listen to yourself. I can't wait to hear more of all the times that you are now educating people. Because I find that hysterical.
I do too. Because who would have thunk? Not me.
No.
That's for damn sure. Mm-mm. Like, at all, ever.
Thank you so much for this mini episode. That was really great.
Thank you for allowing Minnie to share her mini educational session.
Why are you speaking in third person now?
that it falls into my, you know, littleness.
Yeah, it does. The little is always like there.
She's always there. You'll never get
it's
rid
always
of her.
There. Yeah, it's like a little gremlin that just kind of shows up and is like, hey, hey. Shoulder gremlin, yes. People can't see you. You can't do gestures and then not like explain that. It.
I forget about that. That's how I function.
All right, I'm going to leave you now because now all you're doing is making hand gestures at me and it's quite rude. Okay, thanks. Love you. Bye.
Love you, mean it. Bye.
Back for her second appearance on the show, we have our lovely Vixen.
Thank you for having me again.
We love you. We're going to keep you forever and ever.
I'm very happy to stay as long as you'll have me.
Forever.
Forever and ever.
I there's like an amen that you're supposed to say to that, but I feel like that would not be appropriate for this podcast. So we got to come up with something else. Like, what are we supposed to say instead of that?
Hoorah.
Oh, okay.
Sure. I don't know.
Hoorah. No, we need something better. We need something kinky, like whoosh. Are you okay?
Yeah. I'm just I can't
And she ums. Oh no. Oh, what am I gonna do? What am I supposed to do? She silent laughs like rah-rah. She's doing ums. What the fuck am I supposed to do now?
This is your fault.
What? This is my job, lovely.
I am not good at improv.
Oh, sorry.
You asked me to come up with something, and that was the best my brain could come up with in a short
You are with the wrong person right now. Because honest to God, Rara and I spend half of the podcast just coming up with shit.
Oh, I know. It's why I die laughing every time I listen to you both.
Well, speaking of which, let me ask the all-important question, and then you can get into it. How has Pink Kink, either podcast or the Institute or the Discord or the TikToks or whatever the fuck, impacted your life?
That is a great question, and I will tell you that I am incredibly grateful for both you and Rara, but mostly for the TikToks, because that was where I first met Rara. She and I met on TikTok, and at the time I was still living out in Arizona. She had come out to visit. We had coffee. We got to know each other, and we stayed in touch after that. And when it came time for me to figure out what my next step was in my life, and I was considering coming back to the DC area, I reached out to Rara to let her know, because one of my biggest anxieties was socially, how was I going to create the same kind of environment for myself that I had out in Arizona? I was nervous about leaving my social security network, the friends that I had, the kink groups that I was part of. And Rara immediately opened her arms and said, if you come back here, I will take you to events. You will come as my guest. You have to come spend time with us. I'll introduce you to people. And it, in part, gave me some of the courage I needed to do what I needed to do to come back here. And I am so grateful I did, because she did exactly that. And I have made some of the most amazing friends through the people that I have met through her, through you, through the Pink Kink Discord. And it's just been one of the most wild rides over the last year.
Aw, that's amazing. So your whole life's direction kind of changed because you met Rara on TikTok?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, I was already considering coming back, but I was dragging my feet on leaving because of not knowing how my social life was going to look back here.
I mean, granted,
And knowing that I already had a friend who existed right here in the area I was moving to made it so much easier.
Yeah, that's good. That's like a safety net for you.
Absolutely. 100%.
Fantastic. And so you mentioned that you have been making friends through the Discord. Is there anybody you want to call out, or is there anything in particular that you that like sticks out in your mind?
I'm going to call out your sexpretary, Violet. She and I have been reading the same books for the last couple of weeks, and then we spend some time chatting about them and going over what we think of them and the characters.
So wait, you've made your own little tiny duet book club?
Yeah, unintentionally, because we have that whole book channel where everybody's listing books they've read. And we had our lovely Amity Malcolm, who posted her holiday novella in the chat. And Violet and I both read it, and I said something about it. And she was like, oh my gosh, do you want to talk about this? And I was like, absolutely. And it just kind of sprung up from there. Now we've both read Inked and Etched, also by Amity, and we're just having a blast getting to read these books and talk about them. And it's really neat to have developed that kind of a friendship from a Discord server.
Is it weird that the author of the books that you're reading is in the same Discord?
I don't think it's weird. I just hope that she's okay with the fact that we keep posting about it in there and letting her know that we're reading.
She's okay. She's okay with it. She the things that she said, she's like, oh my God, now I'm crying. Like, yeah, she's cool with it.
Yeah. I love being able to give that direct feedback and letting her know that we enjoy the stuff that she's putting out there.
That's awesome.
I mean, Rara's the one who really encouraged me to get back into reading, both you and her.
Yep.
So if nothing else, I had a 10-year drought in books, and by the time September rolled around, you and Rara would not stop talking about romance novels and fantasy novels and books that I should be reading. And I finally went, I can't keep missing these amazing stories. So I started reading again at the end of September. I've gone through over 30 books now. It's been, again, it's also given me something else to do in my free time.
Nice. Reading is always the best policy. Absolutely. I personally, I think I read a lot slower than you and Rara do, but I am the kind of person that like really savors the book.
Hmm.
Like, I'm not a slow eater. If it's delicious, I'll shove that shit in my face and go to town. But books, I savor them as I read them, and I like slowly digest, you know, like I'm talking like I'm at a cafe and I'm some sort of sommelier with wine here. But yeah. anyway, so do you have anything in particular that has been your favorite takeaway from literally any part of the PK empire?
Absolutely. I mean, aside from...
If you say aftercare salami, I'm going to smack you because everybody keeps saying that.
Aside from the friendships and changes to my life that have come from knowing both of you, honestly, I'm grateful for your Electro episode.
Really?
Because a lot of the toys I have in my Electro kit are because of that episode.
Oh no. Please don't tell me you went out and bought like all the stuff at the same time.
No, I didn't spend a ton of money, but when you talked about going to Party City, that wasn't something I had ever thought about.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So there's a bunch of stuff in my kit that was super cheap. I don't think I spent more than $30 to get at like a whole bunch of different items that I never would have thought to add to my kit if it had not been for that episode. That and the slinky.
Yeah. Oh my God, the slinky. People like lose their shit because sometimes I'll do it and they don't realize what it is. And I'm like, everyone loves a slinky. And then they look up and they're like, what the fuck? What? How? What? And they're like super confused.
Everybody has loved it. And am so glad that I added that to my bag. But that has been the biggest change in my kink journey from the podcast has been the things that I've learned about electro from you.
Aww. And we keep going with that too. Like, we have not stopped figuring out electro stuff. Like, I can't wait. Are you going to Winter Fire?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. So you and I are going to immediately run over to Brittany at the dungeon store and just like jump on her.
Absolutely.
And start questions and be like, okay, and this, can we fix, can we do this? And blah, 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 blah. No, I'm going to lose my shit. I always do that to her. And she's like, okay, calm your tits.
That's what I think I'm most excited about the vendors at Winterfire, because I'm always looking to add new things to my toy bag.
Any other last things that you want to... Oh, wait. No, I know. I have a favorite moment.
The Miss Ma'am moment?
Miss Ma'am!
Miss Dara. Ma'am!
Dara! Miss Ma'am! And most of you will not have seen that because it was on a TikTok. It was not a part of an episode. But that is by far my favorite thing to ever happen in the entire Pink Kink universe, was being scolded by Vixen for an episode. Vixen, go ahead and tell us about that story, please, because that's my favorite thing.
So I had been listening to the oralism episode, and I did fine through most of it. Now, I will say you did warn everybody that if they had this kink, they should probably not listen to the episode while driving.
And did you listen to me?
I was not a good girl, and I might have listened to it while I was in the car. Mm-hmm. And I did fine.
Yeah, so karma.
Most of the way through, until the very last little bit, and there was a little snippet at the very, very end of someone who called in with an accent, and I might have swerved while I was driving. Oops.
And then she gets on TikTok and does this, like, Dara? Dara! Miss Ma'am! And, like, I loved it. I have never been so thoroughly, like, I've enjoyed scolding. Like, that's not a kink of mine, but that was hilarious. And I would do it again in a heartbeat if it was you.
Well, I am very happy to have been able to do that for you. And
other question, more questions, bigger, better questions.
Yes.
Have you peed your pants yet listening?
Not yet, but I almost did when you guys sounded like you had breathed in helium. I was dying. I know I showed you that video. My sides hurt. I was laughing so hard. And I really did think that I was going to pee myself.
I don't think I could replicate that voice if my life depended on it right now either, because it was in the moment. We were not on helium.
We were just talking like this, and it was weird. Is this it?
Still, you were a little bit higher, but yeah.
I sound like Yzma.
You sounded like this, and you were so high.
I don't know how I did that. It was really, really funny, though. And we were dying laughing doing it. And I fucking warned you. I warn you every time.
I know. Hey, at least that time I was sitting on my couch.
Did you put a Chucks down?
No. Nope.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. I'm telling you. But yeah, no. Oh my God. Oh my God. And then it just kept going. And I think you had to do like what, 3 or 4 videos of reaction to it, because you couldn't even get through it. You just had to keep stopping.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I love you. You were the funniest.
Well, I am so grateful to have you both in my life. You make me smile on a regular basis, and just being able to do little things like this, like listening to the podcast and being able to share it with people, honestly, with everything that you all have provided to the community, I have been thrilled to be able to share the podcast with people who are new or people who want to learn more about certain kinks, because you both have done research about what you're talking about. You have experience in the things you discuss. And I appreciate that so much. And I have been so happy to be able to share that with others.
Yeah. Keep sharing, because that's the part that we really like.
How many countries are you at now?
I am not the correct person to be asking that at all.
I know you hit Antarctica, right?
Yeah, we got Antarctica like last year. Actually, I think we hit Antarctica last year, winter fire.
Mm, oh, right. Didn't someone come up to you and say that, hey, by the way, I was recently posted there, or what, really someone went on a trip there?
No, it was somebody in the Discord. I think it was Jay, had friends who were down there who like did him a solid and listened to it while they were down there. So yeah, technically. Yeah. And then he messaged us and we were like, what?
I love it.
So it was awesome.
Well, soon you're going to have to do a full list somewhere of all the countries that the podcast has been listened to and all the states, because I think that would be fun to share with everybody.
Well, Rara usually does those in maps. Like, she colors the map pink. She hasn't done it in a while. So you're going to have to get on her ass about it.
I'll send her a message.
No, post it in Discord. Just really, really make it public. It'll be better.
Under the suggestions.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Rara, I have an idea. You should maybe do a map of all the countries that have been listening.
Absolutely. I'd like to see. I'm curious.
Yeah, she hasn't done one in a hot minute, so that'll be really funny. All right. Love you. Thank you.
Love you too.
You're the best.
Thanks for having me.
Live from Stacy's bedroom. Best part is neither one of you knew I was going to do that.
No.
I don't think I even did. So there we go.
God.
Oh my gosh, this is great.
We're off to a great start.
I told you, we're on a roll today. I just kept it going. Rara's like, yeah, talk about her shirt. I'm like, no, we're talking about the bedroom.
The shirt does deserve a mention.
It does. You want to tell us what it says?
Not slim, kind of shady.
Yeah, and Rara and I are both deciding that we were going to steal that, so it's all good.
Yeah,
but I just liked how you immediately took us to bed, so I'm happy.
Hey, you know, keep everybody happy.
Rara can't handle my shit today. Look at her.
I know. I'm not used to this from you.
You're right.
Because you're extra today. I'm usually the extra one. So I appreciate this.
I'm getting over strep throat. I'm on, I don't know, I can't even tell you how many different kinds of medications. Deal with it.
Absolutely. I'm going to deal with it. So we ask everybody, of course, you're here today to talk about how pink kink has impacted your life. Hopefully only good stuff, just in case.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It has definitely been my reference, because when I started listening to your guys' podcast, I was so new to this whole world that it was kind of like a reference back to, okay, is this right? Is this wrong? Is this over the top? Like, what's going on?
Yes.
And it definitely helped me navigate the waters.
The over-the-topness, yes.
Are we over the top, you think?
Everything we do is over the top, Rara.
Wow.
Especially you.
Fine.
Tell me I'm wrong.
I can't.
I
that
dare you.
That would be lying. I don't lie.
Okay. See? What?
I don't lie.
You're lying right now.
Uh-uh.
You lie like a rug.
No, I'm not.
So we were just having a conversation earlier about how I basically discovered there's somebody in the Discord who can throw me into little space like almost instantly. And I was like, what the hell? And apparently I could do that to Rara.
Ooh.
I just threw her in the middle space.
Well, I threw her into middle right there. Did you see it?
Yeah, because I don't wanna.
Yeah, I did.
I'm gonna be a naughty cheerleader. Not cheerleader. Oh my fucking god. Naughty wow. teenager. Well, I was a cheerleader as a teenager, so it's all the same.
You were a pretty naughty one too, from what I heard.
Well, I was.
That was another thing. I have discovered that I do have some little tendencies.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah. This is news.
Yes, and it just started coming out after everything that happened after my mom passed away
mm-hmm.
and all of the events that happened after that. I was like, yes, this is actually kind of helping.
I love it.
That's cool.
Welcome. I know.
One of us. One of us.
One of us. Yes, Ra-Ra, I know that reference.
I didn't say a fucking word.
You were thinking,
you so upset because in the other interviews you got attacked, so now you feel the need to attack me? Is this what this is all about?
It's retaliation, bitch. Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't seem fair.
Well, anyway, life's not fair.
So what are the things you have discovered in addition to having a little side?
I discovered my love of electro. Yes! Thank you, Dara. Oh,
yes.
Another yes. one.
Yes.
It's electric.
All right, that I'll give you.
That I have actually done quite a few scenes at my local dungeon with a girl named Goddess Karma. She is amazing.
I love that name.
So sweet. Yes. She is so sweet and so kind. And after our scenes, she would check on me for days.
Oh, wow. I don't have time to do that with that many people.
Yeah. And the last time I went, as soon as I saw her, I yelled her name and she turned around and she came running towards me. It was great.
Okay. And so where are you and when can we come visit? Because now we need to meet her.
Okay. I am actually in Indiana and the dungeon that I go to is down around Cincinnati.
Ohio?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I might actually be able to make that work.
Oh, you would love her. You would love her.
I have to meet her.
I never go that way.
I mean,
she's on my friends list on FET.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Like, hook us up. I want to meet her. For sure.
Okay. I will send her a text after we're done and let her know.
New friend, new friend, new friend. New electro friend.
Oh,
yes.
Her, well, you and your electro fascination.
Yes, the dungeon that I'm going to, they're also having a 3-day kink event at the beginning of April. So I will, I will send you guys the details on that and see if you're interested.
I'm already booked.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Is that?
But maybe next year.
Is that part of Kinky College or?
No. Oh, what did they call it? I'll have to go back and look it up. I can't remember what they called it. Well, it's something that's brand new for them. Like, this is their first year doing it.
You could post the events in the section that says, classes and events in the Discord.
Okay.
You also go to our BDSM _ education subreddit where you could. What? I've already been doing the Patreon one for the others. I got to use my announcer voice for something
single interview. It's going to be like this.
I'll find something in each interview to do.
All right. Anyway, finish your spiel.
Thank you. Join our subreddit, BDSM _ education, where we list conventions and classes that people can take that they might not otherwise have been aware of. So listen.
I will do that.
Thank you.
Well done, Ra-Ra. So good.
Hey, I'm the marketing director. I got to do this shit.
Do you see what I have to deal with?
But it's so much fun.
For you to laugh at.
Listen, you're all allowed to laugh at me as long as you join all these groups I keep promoting. So it's all good. If you don't join, you can't laugh at me. You are a patron. Patrons are allowed to laugh at me.
Okay. And I've actually been a patron for over a year now.
Ooh. Happy anniversary. Yay. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Okay. I tried to do that with you, but our recording speeds are different. It didn't sound the same in my ears.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we're like my this bad. All the time.
This is great, though. I need this. See, this is the benefit to the podcast. I need this kind of therapy.
Well, we've already had that discussion today, too.
I was going to say, what a great idea for an episode about laughter in your kink scenes.
Absolutely.
We already did that, though.
It hasn't been released yet.
Okay, but saying...
It will be. Wait a minute. Okay, hold on. Here goes that space-time continuum thing. It's confusing. We haven't released it yet, but it will have released by the time this releases. Sorry, I'm confused.
Rara, do you need some release?
I do. I didn't have any last night. I was too tired.
Oh, no. Wait. You were too tired?
Yeah.
I am
It's been a while since shooketh. I've had a release, too.
I am shooketh.
Like, I'm okay. I need that.
Well, this is your homework, Stacey.
Okay. Yes.
Go get release. You some release.
Release. You can release yourself if you need to.
Release your inner inhibitions.
It's not whatever the same. That song is. It is so not the same.
Yeah, but it works for a minute.
Sometimes it's better because then you could just roll over and go to sleep and don't have to feel any guilt.
You don't need any aftercare salami.
No, it's just like if I'm tired, I can now go to sleep and I don't need to cuddle or talk or be nice.
Okay, so here's an episode. Here's a question. Did any of our episodes make you want release? Did we jostle that in the right direction?
I wouldn't necessarily say it promoted a need for a release necessarily, as more as exploring more kink.
That works for me.
Okay, what? What'd you want to explore?
Well,
if she says needles, I'm going to shit bricks.
No,
that would be painful. I would take something for that.
Wax, fire, and knives.
Okay. All good choices.
Yes.
I've done them all. I like fire. To me, fire is like a nice massage.
It is. It was so awesome. And I ended up with quite a crowd in the room where they were doing my scene. And everybody, it was like, he would light it up and everybody would be like, and you could just hear the gasp in the crowd. And I was like, what's going on?
Can we record tonight?
Light
them up. Light them up.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm on fire.
Well, and then when you were talking about the funny, when we were doing the knife scene, he kept trying to get me into that space where I was like being attacked or whatever. And I couldn't do it. I kept like making him laugh to where he was like totally out of the scene.
Did you negotiate that first?
We negotiated that he would pretend like he was, you know, holding the knife to my throat and, you know, making me a victim, so to say, as far as me making him laugh and taking him out of character. No, that was not negotiated,
also unintentional. You weren't like intentionally bratting, trying to do that. That was just a natural side effect of what was happening.
I was going to say, it sounds like Rara and John.
No, well, because I
do it on purpose.
He talked about cutting off my nipples, and I said, well, then you're going to have to put those on the necklace first because they're going to be so big, they're going to overshadow all the others. And he lost it. Absolutely lost it and started laughing so hard. He's like, I can't do this.
See, that's the best stuff, though.
Yes.
I love it when that shit happens. Like, I actually was doing a scene, an electro scene, and we started out trying to kind of be serious, but we fucked it up like immediately. And she goes, oh my God, it's like a little wand from Harry Potter. And she goes, Avada Kedavra. And I went, Avada Kedavra.
Oh God.
Yeah.
That's all good.
Yeah.
It works. Great.
So anything else that you're planning on looking forward to that we've inspired you to try?
Eventually I would like to try needles. But I'm I'm gonna say I am gonna be super picky about who I try that with, just for the fear, you know, the blood and anything that goes along with that.
Well, you know, if you're ever in this area, you might as well just come visit us, and then you can get an electro scene and a needle scene
separately. Absolutely. I don't do needles with electro.
No, I don't either.
No, I think that would be dangerous. I think that would be very dangerous. That'd be
too much.
That's a little.
We did do electro on staples.
Yeah, we did.
Oh,
with wires. Oh,
that no, I no. I
don't think it was actually kind of fascinating.
I mean, darn, it was because
sparky,
it was
sparky.
It was staples, but you know.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, I was there.
Yeah, you were there.
But I couldn't because but the
it was factor. It was Daddy Jay and Bobby and me.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
I put the staples in Bobby and Daddy Jay. Then we put the copper wire through the staples, and then Daddy Jay electrified.
Did the zap zaps.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh no. But I watched from afar.
Very far.
Yeah. I was across the room.
No, poor Dara. No, no. I just use and abuse her constantly.
Yep. I'm used to it. Kind of like it. So has there been anything in either the podcast or the Discord or like anything that really stands out to you and you're kind of like, that was fucking amazing or that was fucking funny?
I love the coochcumber and those kind of inside jokes. Love that.
See, this is why you have to listen in order, because you don't get them if you don't listen in order.
Exactly. I love the munches. Absolutely. Because it's like a chance, like we have discussions on Discord, don't get me wrong, but when you're in the munch and you actually get to see people and hear their voices and their tone inflection, or what do I want to say?
Inflection?
Yes, that's it. when you can hear that thing. Yeah, when you can hear how they say things, mm-hmm. you just get a little more connected. You feel like, okay, yeah, I know you a little bit better now. But no, it's more than just a podcast. It's more like you've made friends.
Aww.
So, yes.
Well, we definitely consider you a friend.
We love you too.
Oh, yeah, Grandpa Pug! But thank you so much for coming and talking with us today. You've made us happy too. So we appreciate that. And thank you for being a patron.
I appreciate you guys more than you know. And I haven't been on as much as I would like to the last few months, but you're hoping to get that changed.
You're entitled to that. We're just glad we've kept you.
Yes, absolutely. I'm not going anywhere. Yes. You have to try harder to get rid of me.
Oh, we're not going to try.
No.
I don't go away easily.
Stalker.
Exactly.
I do love a good stalker story.
I can find out lots of things for you.
You what?
Oh, I said, let me know if there's things that you need to find out. I'm pretty good at stalking.
Ooh. You might regret telling me that.
That was scary sounding, but okay.
No, and it's not. Well, and the thing about it is, it's not until you piss me off that I go into that mode. Like, once you've pissed me off, I need to know everything.
Note to yourself. I agree. Do not piss off Stacy. Got it. Wrote it down in pink pen.
Oh, pink pen. She's serious.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
No, it was just the first one I grabbed out of the drawer.
Oh, that's good. All right. Well, thank you, Stacy.
Thank you, ladies. Y'all have a wonderful afternoon.
Oh, my God. Wow. So, Rara, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you, but I have to tell you. You sounded like straight up Gollum from Lord of the Rings in that last little bit there in the beginning.
I've lost my voice, which should stop me from talking. But as we all know, nothing stops me from talking.
Nothing.
But that doesn't mean that my voice sounds normal.
Okay. It's like my precious. My God. So weird. I'm trying
not to argue with you on this episode.
Oh, you can't do that either. You're not capable.
I said I was trying. I didn't say I was succeeding. Yeah, I said I was trying.
You're not. Okay, now here's the part where Rara and I get into our side of the last 3 years and how it has affected, impacted, whatever, us. So Rara is going to spend the entire time complaining about how difficult it has been to work with me.
No, actually, I was not going to really talk about you that much because you are the given.
I was going to say, you are a huge part of this.
Yes, but we're each supposed to talk about how we personally have been affected and impacted by doing Pink Kink and being a part of Pink Kink.
Okay.
I think it's a given you and I are closer from doing this.
Yeah.
I think it's a given that, like true sisters, we adore and love each other and annoy the fuck out of each other.
Every day, yes. This is like, right? You know, back and forth.
Right? It's like we can bitch about each other, but nobody else can bitch about us. That's not acceptable. This is my little sister, though she's bigger than I am. This is my little sister, and I can say stuff, but you can't. Exactly. I take you down. I will hit you with my pink toys and take you down.
But they might like that.
Yeah.
So how is that a punishment?
Then I'll tickle them.
Ooh, no, that's bad.
See?
Okay. Yeah, I like it. I will release my little pink fairy of fury at you if you piss me off.
Little pink fairy of fury. Isn't that me?
Yeah. It's certainly not me.
I'm the little pink fairy of fury. God, I can't even speak.
You're a little pink fairy of furry? That's new. Has your time in Pink King changed you that much?
No, I just haven't shaved.
You haven't waxed or anything? I can't breathe. And we're back.
You can't speak either.
Little pink fairy of furry. Oh, it's because I haven't shaved. Like, what the fuck?
This is what I said. It's an adventure. You never know what I'm going to fucking say.
Oh, dear God. Okay, Ra, do you have your shit together enough to do this, or?
I can pretend.
Okay. You want me to go first?
You go first.
Okay. Rara just wants to have the last word, as usual.
No.
Okay. Well, this is like, you know me, I'm going to make this kind of short and sweet, I guess. Rara is going to have to interrupt me, and we're going to do all the funnies, and I wasn't really thinking that this was going to be like a, you know, I tell my story and then Rara tells her story kind of thing. But like, I guess to start with, I haven't changed that much from the way I see it. I don't think I've changed that much. I've grown a bit. I've gotten braver. I fucking did splashing. I did a splashing scene for my birthday. That's wild for me. And I did it in, I guess you could call that public.
Mm-hmm.
It was well guarded.
Well, people couldn't come into the room, but there was no stopping them from being in the doorway.
Right.
Looking.
It was so semi-public, I guess. But the people that were involved, I mean, because I still have to protect myself, you know? So I had a very strict list of people who were allowed in the room and who were allowed to touch me and participate in this scene. But other than that, yeah, people could watch. And if people came in, I had some very, very good guards for get them the hell out kind of a situation. But I think for me, that was an astounding amount of growth because I don't even normally take my top off in a dungeon. Like,
no,
I almost never show skin except for like, you know, top part of cleavage or whatever. And I'm getting braver and I'm wearing like see-through shirts with a bra. That's me. I've never been at the level of exhibitionist Rara has been, and I probably never will be. But that was huge. So that, I think, is a huge growth aspect of my kink journey that I can attribute to Pink Kink, because I would never have done that shit without it. Something else I would never have done, in a couple of these episodes, Rara has mentioned that she's, well, Robert mentions that she's a hoe for Pink King.
I am a hoe.
Mm-hmm. Right? All the time. We all know that Rara's a hoe. But I've hoed myself out a couple of times for the podcast as well. First one, I think I've proven on this level that I will do anything for this podcast. Because the very first time that Rara...
As long as there's no bodily fluids involved.
No,
yes.
That's not true. That's my point. That's this story.
Oh.
The one that I recorded at the party where I was standing there yes! when you did needles and blood and all this yes! other stuff. And I was standing there turning green, but I stayed upright. I did
you
it.
You did it.
I did Woo-hoo! It for the podcast. And
I'm so proud of you.
That... It was wild. I would do it again. You know, didn't we come up with, quick little side thingy. At Winterfire, we found somebody who had conductive thread. So Vixen and I were doing this and we found this person. We were like, holy shit, we need to get this conductive thread. First thing I thought was, damn, Rara needs to do staples and then weave the conductive thread through it and make it pretty. And then I want to zap it.
Yep.
So
and that's going to happen.
It is definitely going to happen. Who's our bottom for that anyway?
I might do it.
Cool. Who's going to do the staples on you?
I can staple myself.
Okay, we'll do that. But there's so many goddamn ideas for things that I want to do scene wise that I would never in a million fucking years have done 3 years ago. And here's another thing that you wouldn't have thought that would be something that would come out of this. I was in a situation at work and I was the only person who could string complete thoughts and sentences together without pausing to think about them at first. And I'm like sitting there going, holy shit, I'm hearing so many ums from the presenter. I'm hearing, and this happened at Winter Fire too. I'm hearing a lot of ums. I'm hearing a lot of errs and I'm hearing a lot of long pauses. And then I went, you shouldn't have to do that if you're presenting something. You should know your shit well enough to have this going. And I'm like, oh my God, I do that on the podcast. I have not been able to do that previously. I can just keep talking.
We've gotten so much better.
My editing skills have gotten better to the point where I could hoe myself out to other podcasts and edit them. You know, I was like, this is kind of cool. I've gotten a lot of actual skills. My electro skills have gone absolutely through the roof. So has my kit. Which is both a negative and a positive.
Ha, you made an electric humor.
An electric humor?
You made electric humor. Yeah. It was positive and negative.
Yeah. Okay. Never mind. Oh, but yeah, like and I've made so many friends. Oh my God. The amount of people that I know now and can talk to and just like shoot the shit with about kink stuff. The only vanilla friends I have are my work friends. And even them, I'm kind of turning them kinky too.
Slowly turning them. Listen, your ability to go to an event like Winter Fire.
Yeah.
And overcome your anxiety and run like a Skillshare.
Oh, and that
teach class at? I mean, yeah.
The Skillshare thing was completely wild. I'll save that story. But I'm actually very shocked at how much I am able to do now.
She made more electro humor.
God.
I'm amusing myself. You keep talking. I'm amusing myself.
I'm so glad because I don't remember what I think I said it at the munch or something the other day. We lost all credibility at the Who Cow episode when we started doing all those goddamn jokes.
I loved my Who Cow puns.
I mean, they were fantastic, but at the same time, holy shit, we were off the rails. I think we've gotten funnier.
That led to my Chicken Wars TikTok with all the chicken puns.
Yeah, that was masterful.
I had to pull that up the other day and share with somebody because I was like, you've got to see this. It was probably my most proud TikTok moment.
Didn't it take you something like
3 hours to create a 3-minute video? We will not discuss that. I'm old.
Look, it was your first time doing that. So obviously it was going to take you a lot of like, I got to figure out how to do this situation. So I think that's okay. Well,
And I Googled chicken and egg puns. So that also took some of the 3 hours.
Wow. That's impressive.
I was serious about this.
There was a meme the other day, which came first, the chicken or the egg? And it was a chicken laying on the bed and an egg going like with his head in his hands. And she goes, "Thanks a lot, Jerry. I guess we figured out the answer to that question." I don't know why the egg's name was Jerry. Maybe it was Edward. Okay. I don't know what the fuck.
It doesn't really matter.
It doesn't. Thanks a lot, egghead.
There
we
go.
There we go. Anyway, so that's it. That's all I've got, basically, in a nutshell. I've gotten braver. That is my biggest takeaway from this whole 3 years. I've gotten a hell of a lot braver.
For me, what Pink Kink has done, I have found my purpose in life. It only took me till I was like 55, 56 years of age. No problem. I'm living to 100 anyway. But I found my purpose in life. I mean, even before Pink Kink, I was already hosting events. I was running a munch. And so I was already somebody within my local community.
You were already stealing people.
Yeah.
That's a big thing.
But finding, but establishing Pink Kink and then all of its offshoots, I have found my purpose in life, which appeals to my caretaker side, which I never realized I had this caretaker side until Pink Kink. I mean, I always knew I was maternal. I'm a mom. I've had multiple jobs where I've worked with children. I'm just naturally maternal. But this has gone to a new level. You know, the running joke is, I meet you, I adopt you into my family, and you're now stuck with us.
We're not ever allowed to go anywhere else. We're just rah-rah's people now.
Yes.
Who was the first person you stole? It was like half the munch, right?
Well, my very first real close friend in the area was Mistress Good Girl, who I host the munch with. And I became really close with her before I even actually physically lived here.
Right.
And then it's just gone. And she helped me steal the munch, which then took off from there.
Mutiny.
Mutiny on board. But the ability to help people through educating them, through introducing them to people who enjoy their kink and can teach them. You know, I mean, bringing in folks, like adopting folks like Navi
and
Vixen, and bringing them into our little circle, and Princess Bradican, and different people like that, where I've met them through TikTok. And I'm like, come join. You got to be part of this group. You will love it. That has been so satisfying and fulfilling. It's opened the door for me to do things like demo top. And one of the reasons I've lost my voice is I just demo topped at an event and the music was loud. I had to talk over it. But there were so many people that I was popping their needle cherries and getting to the point where I am considered somebody you can trust and somebody with the skill set and the ability to take them either through impact or needles and have them try something new and they feel comfortable trying it. And then they realize either A, wow, that was not as bad as I thought it was. I do this again. Or, okay, not my thing, but I'm really so glad I checked it off the bucket list. I'm really okay with either one. I just want you to have walked away thinking, Rara made this so comforting and simple and easy for me to try. And I call that a win.
I'm going to tack on a little bit there. I want to say I was demoing before the podcast started. I'm not entirely sure. But yeah. And then after the podcast started, like you were talking about how you found your purpose and you like to make things so that people realize, oh shit, this is actually cool. I'm starting to learn that when I do electro on people, I can make people don't normally think of electro. They think like electricity, like getting shocked and dying, right? Like bad stuff. But I can make people think, oh shit, okay, this is actually pretty cool. And not only that, I have the trust of people who actually make and sell electro equipment. Like one of them, I have their damn phone number and I can just call them and be like, hey, I need this. And I can just get this. Mm-hmm. Having the trust of the people that make the implements is pretty fucking awesome.
Yep. And then Pink Kink, through Pink Kink, I branched out then into teaching through Pink Kink Institute, through Dark Odyssey, through Studio 58, through Kink School, through Black Rose, which then, of course, you know, all that led to Smut Lovers. I'm going to be teaching in December for a perpetually kinky Devin Stone. All of that just has continued. Not even, as I said, not even just the education, the caretaking, because I teach soft skills, which I think are so often overlooked. Everybody's so worried about, do I know how to flog? Do I know how to do electro? Do I know how to do wax? Do I know how to do needles? That they realize that before you can even learn to do any of that, you need to set the foundation of the soft skills, your consent, your negotiations, your, I'm teaching at the end of this month, I'm teaching classes on risk profiles and how to be a better bottom and empowering, right? I've talked about the fact that my word for 2024 is variations of the word empower. And to be able to give that to people is empowering for me. And it at night I sleep with a big smile on my face because I get messages from people or I get to meet people and talk to them. And they talk about how Pink Kink has changed their life for the better.
Which is whether, kind of where this episode came from.
Yeah. Whether they've learned something to do or they've learned something not to do. Whether we've gotten messages from people who said, thanks to you, I recognize that what was happening with a potential dom was all red flags and I should be concerned. And I walked away.
Oh, that's
before
awesome.
Before I could get hurt, right? Gotten messages on our latest episode on toxic healing from toxic relationships. They're like, wow, thank you. That's really, I've just got out of a toxic relationship. And you've really helped me in my healing process. Or, wow, thank you so much. This episode has helped me realize I'm in a toxic relationship and I need to get out. Like, we are fucking making differences in people's lives. And that is the most amazing feeling, that we're doing that and we're helping people. And yes, do I have a praise kink? Of course. But this fulfills, again, my maternal side, my caretaker side, my wanting to help people who are newer and younger. I always say, don't make the same mistakes I've made. Learn from my mistakes. And the fact that I can do that through Pink Kink is pretty fucking amazing.
So what you're saying is that you've moved from being able to take care of one person at a time to being able to take care of like hundreds of
thousands based upon we're coming up, we're getting closer every day to 500,000 plays on the podcast, which is really,
that's redonkulous.
Yeah, insane. And I just, it really makes my heart happy. Like I know who I am. I really, to be totally serious for a minute, like I feel like this is why God put me here.
Oh,
to help.
God put you on this earth to kink?
To help people. And I help people through kink.
Wasn't exactly what he had in mind, though, I bet.
How do you know? Did you ask him?
Do
you have a direct line to his office?
I'm Catholic. I was raised Catholic. We have to use an intermediary for that.
Right. So you're playing a game of telephone. I am the chosen people. I have a direct line.
So did you ask?
I did.
Yeah. What did they say?
Ask and ye shall receive.
Oh, my Lord. Get it?
Do we need to break out into a hymn now? We have different hymns. I don't know what we should be doing here.
I know some that are in Hebrew, I think. I'll figure it out later.
That would put you ahead of me.
Oh, okay, cool. There was a couple that we used to sing in church choir that were Hebrew, I think.
Yeah. Did you have to go That's the sound you need to make to know it's in Hebrew.
I never learned.
If you weren't going.
I never learned how to cat. No.
That's why it's chala.
Chala. That's my favorite joke.
But we wanted to put together this episode as our way of saying thank you, to let you guys know that for as much as we've made a difference and made changes in your life, you guys have done the same for us.
You have had a profound impact on our lives.
Right? You have fed our hearts as much as we've fed yours.
And our praise kink.
Oh, my praise kink is on overload with these three episodes. My happy little praise kink is so good.
Mm-hmm. You're just full of praise now.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I had to.
You're going to hurt your throat with that. You have not practiced the sound enough.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. You got to sound like an old man hacking a loogie.
Oh, gross. No, thank you. No, thank you.
But we hope that you guys will continue to listen and learn and grow with us as we learn and grow for another 3 years or more, hopefully.
I'm going to die.
Yeah. I thought we always plan on you dying first.
Yeah. But the amount of...
That was the goal.
Just the sheer amount of editing that's going to take me is like, holy shit. Okay. So
you got this.
Rara, we have to do our new closer that we have created specifically for these episodes.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
You remember what it is?
I think it is.
Okay. Ready?
All right. Ready?
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for hanging out with us today. If you have a question you would like answered or just have a story about the lifestyle you want to share, you can send us a voicemail and maybe it'll be featured in an episode. Just go to pinkkinkpodcast.com to contact us.
Follow us on social media. On Twitter, Instagram, and FetLife, we are Pink Kink Podcast. And on TikTok, we are Pink Kink Podcast 2.0. Join our Facebook group, Pink Kink Podcast, and hang out with other pink kinksters.
If you love what we do and are able to help support us, we are on Patreon. Just look for us on patreon.com/pinkkinkpodcast. You can also help support our affiliates, which benefits small businesses and Pink Kink.
Even if you can't show your support financially, there are other ways you can help. You can spread the word about our kinky podcast and tell your friends about us. You can also rate and review Pink Kink on Spotify and Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. The 5-star reviews really help.
Don't forget to subscribe to Pink Kink so you don't miss a minute of the fun. New episodes come out every Friday.
Until next time, stay pretty, stay safe,
and stay twisted.